This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. For the singer and songwriter Sarah McLachlan, the singing seems to come easily. Sometimes the songwriting doesn't.
I just had a couple chords. And I remember just playing that for my producer. Like, oh, that sounds really good. And he started writing lyrics to it.
It sounds like you're about to lay down a heavy thought there. Sarah McLachlan says she played those minor chords again and again while her producer, Pierre Marchand, scribbled away. Inspired by those dark notes, he wrote a reference to the September 11 attacks. Visions clash, planes crash. McLachlan added more lines for a song called World on Fire. In the 1990s, Sarah McLachlan was an organizer for the Lilith Fair Tour, which showcased female musicians across the country. Her emotional lyrics were all over the radio. Then the Canadian singer took time off to have a baby and to mourn her mother's death. Those two extremes are reflected in a new album that swings from songs about war to songs about love. It's called Afterglow, her first studio recording since 1997. To explain how she created this music, she came to our studios and sat at a grand piano.
Usually a verse or a chorus will come out almost in its entirety. These little nuggets of ideas then have to be sort of worked on and fine-tuned, and they're like pieces of a puzzle, like answers. I had the verse, I will be the answer at the end of the line. I will be the, you know, and I had that part, and then I was playing that for my producer one day, and then for whatever reason, I tacked on this verse from another song that was 12 years old. This word, cast me gently into mourning, for the night has been unkind. And that whole part. And the sentiment is completely the opposite of everything that the verse was all about. And my producer said, that sounds brilliant together.
Explain what you mean when you say the sentiment was completely different.
Well, the verse, the whole idea behind the verse is all about I will be here for you. I will do whatever it takes. I'll wait for you as long as it takes for you to decide to be with me. I'll be patient till the end of time.
It's a love song.
It's a love song, and it's this sentiment of hope. Then you get to the chorus, and reality kicks in, and, well, I guess I didn't quite live up to my expectations.
Can you play that first verse and then that chorus?
Absolutely.
I will be the answer at the end of the line. In the burning of uncertainty, I will be your solid ground.
Opposite sentiments.
That's just lovely. It's lovely.
Thank you.
Your voice breaks sometimes.
Yeah, that just kind of happens naturally.
But it seems to add something to the...
Oh, I think so. I think there's a fine line between, you know, playing with the qualities of your voice and putting too much on.
In one of the recent obituaries for Ray Charles, a music writer described the way that Ray Charles took advantage of the imperfections in his voice.
Ah, yes. Mistakes are beautiful things. We can mold them and learn a lot from them, and or imperfections. They're what make people unique and interesting.
Can you play part of another song from this album? It's called Dirty Little Secret.
Well, that song has a lot of ideas. One of them is living in a small town where everybody knows everything that's going on before you do. But then I was also thinking about Los Angeles and Hollywood and the whole perversity of fame and Open People magazine, and everybody knows all your dirty little secrets.
Did you already have a melody at that point?
The melody came first, the lyrics came
first. Let's hear the melody.
Don't tell me it's too late, 'cause every letter of my illusions to keep me warm at night.
Oh, I had this chorus a long time ago. I'm just realizing that as I never think about these things, but I had that chorus a long time before I had the rest of the song as well.
People, I think, are going to want to hear the end of that chorus.
Oh, sorry.
Now.
Okay.
I'm relying on my illusions to keep me warm at night. And I denied in my capacity to love, but I am willing to give up this fight.
Please take me back. I won't screw up anymore. I promise.
There's a lot of emotion in your songs and the way that you sing.
It's a great outlet for me. I'm a very emotional person. I'm a emotional basket case. And thank God I have music in my life. I'm also incredibly corny. I'm very sentimental and corny.
There are some sentimental lines on this album you've released.
Yeah, I've slowly stopped caring about what other people think and worrying that I have to be taken so seriously that every line has to be beautifully crafted. Like, I never would have ever said, oh, baby, or, oh, you know, because it's just been done so many times. But sometimes that's just the perfect thing to say. Ooh, I love you, baby.
Can you play one of your new songs that maybe you wouldn't have written 5 or 10 years ago because you would have felt inhibited in that way?
Well, Push is a great example of that because it's really kind of just a blatant, sappy love song. But it's true. I mean, my husband is a beautiful, wonderful human being, and I thought I'd better do something really nice for him after the birth of our daughter when I treated him like crap for so long. So,
I think it's been so much fun talking to you. I think it'd be great if we would finish this by just finishing that song. Can you play the end of
Absolutely.
It? Absolutely. Sarah McLachlan, thanks very much.
No worries.
I get mad so easy, but you give me room to breathe. You won't stoop down and battle, but you never turn to go. You're the one true thing I know I can believe.
Sarah McLachlan's latest release is called Afterglow. If you'd like to hear an extended version of her time at our grand piano, go to our website at npr.org.
You're the one.